All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Yeah, I'm sure that that'll show up as a clip. Just a word, a warning. As we sit here, I just had an attack of dry skin itchies on my ankle, which I've talked to you before about. That can be devastating for me. I think recently I had it on my damn arm, and I was making everybody uncomfortable. So right now, as you can see, my right arm moving. It looks like I'm pounding my putt, but I'm actually scratching my ankle. So don't be alarmed with that for the next, 5 hours. Do any of you have that? Am I the only guy who suffers through that? Because every time I take a shower, I have to put lotion on, especially in the winter months. And if I forget to do that, even just a couple of days, it's a disaster. And there have been times when I've been so knocked out by it that I'm sitting there with a fork scratching my legs. And then I have to take two Benadryl tabs and douse my body in liquid Benadryl or anti-itch cream. I do it all. The alcohol-based anti-itch. I put the calamine on. I put the a whole tube of Benadryl on. The most recent remedy is ice cold water with ice in the ice cold water in the tub and just kneel in it. And, oh my God, that was probably the most effective. It knocked it out pretty well. So I'm hoping to God that I don't experience this. A cold compress works great to reduce the itch. Yeah, well, that's kind of like what I was doing with the water, the immersion. I get down on my knees in the tub, which someone probably is going to use as a clip as well. You sick bastards. Okay. Thank you, as always, to Impact Power Sports. Get a Yamaha golf cart at Impact. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They're in Rockford, Michigan. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600, or their website, ervines.com, ervines, Irvines.com, for a list of all their services. They can fix your car, any make and model, foreign or domestic, EV, hybrid, Irvines.com. Thank you to them. Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. If you're in West Michigan and you need a tree removed, stump ground up, they do it for you. Also, they can help you with tree trimming or any storm damage or tree risk assessment at Kuiper Tree Care. Tyler says, Spooky Tyler says, just blame that clip on AI if someone does that. Absolutely. I want to thank everybody who's watching the show on Facebook, YouTube, and Kick. But I'm going to send you on your way. If you want the rest of this free podcast, it's on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Basically, the two ways that I tell people to get the show, Twitch and Patreon. But I make some of it available of the free podcast on those other platforms. And then if you want the rest of it, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and then search at Eric Zane Live or Eric Zane Live. And that's how you do it. So thank you so much. I'm going to kick you out, though. Enjoy the rest of your day. As always, email me on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Outstanding. You guys remember this when Spain's soccer kingpin, football boss, soccer boss? That would be Luis Rubiales. Spain won the Women's World Cup, and then he was there celebrating after they won the Women's World Cup, and one of the players He's like, "Ah, yeah, congrats." And then he grabbed her head and he kissed her on the mouth. Now, it was a short kiss, and I didn't really think anything of it at the time because, I don't know, I thought that that might be a culture thing, but I guess it was a big deal. Well, the chick, she was upset about it. And she said it ruined the moment. I was not expecting that. It was an unwanted kiss, okay? That's like if I'm at the Great Food Giveaway, and let's say Sarah comes up to me and starts making out with me, you know, or anybody. If anybody comes up to me and starts making out with me, that might be a little weird. Now, this guy didn't make out with anybody. And I'm just going to say that if anybody gives me a kiss, I am going to be receptive to that kiss. Like, oh, that's adorable. Now, a kiss on the cheek, yes. If it's a kiss on the mouth, I'll go, oh. And then I'll walk away and go, what the fuck was that? But that's where it ends. I'm not going to, like, have a temper tantrum or anything like that. Black Belt Nick says, there go my plans for Great Food Giveaway. Well, you can still kiss me, but I'm just, it might be weird, you know? I think as a rule, it's probably a good idea to not just, to not go around and give people smooches. Just gets out of hand. Spooky Tyler says, I'll give you a peck at the corner bar next time. Yeah, whatever. You're not going to be there. All right, this is the moment when he gave that chick a kiss because it blew up. I mean, it was top story. Like on all the top news shows. I think on that day, there was a mass shooting and there was a terror attack. And those were other news compared to this. Before we'll get to the terror attack that killed thousands and the mass shooting at the daycare in a minute. But first, let's break down this kiss by this asshole. It was that big for some reason. Like here it is on the... I don't even know what the hell this is.
Spain's former football boss, Luis Rubiales, has gone on trial over his 2023 kiss of Women's World Cup winner, Jenny.
Yeah, he went on trial. He was arrested.
Hermoso in Sydney. Rubiales is accused of sexual assault and of attempting to coerce Hermoso into declaring the kiss had been consensual. Hermoso told a Madrid court the unwanted kiss, which occurred during the on-field medal ceremony, tainted the happiest day of her life.
Okay, so I didn't realize that there was a criminal proceeding here.
His 2023...
She looks like a young Savannah Guthrie, this chick.
...kiss of Women's World Cup winner Jenny Hermoso in Sydney. Rubiales is accused of sexual assault and of attempting to coerce Hermoso into declaring the kiss had been consensual. Hermoso told a Madrid court...
Yeah, I think that's where you get into trouble. If you're accused of trying to trick the person, I mean, the whole thing is trouble. You don't want to go and just give smooches to randos or anybody. Tofa says, wait, they hold people accountable there? So I think if you're him, I think it would have been better. He'd have been better served if it would have been Luis Rubiales would have been better served if he said, I lost my mind. I am so sorry about that. What an idiot. It's done at that point. It's done. But the idea of, you know, him not admitting that and not like owning that misstep. I mean, he could have easily have said, that was ridiculous. I was so caught up in the stupid moment that I did that. That's not an excuse. I need to learn a lesson. That's for damn sure. And I am so sorry for that. easy. Why do people make this so difficult? Now, then he was ousted. So he lost that job leading the national team in Spain. Like, he was the big guy. And now he's a loser. Everybody in the whole country hates this guy now. Despite that, he continues to fuck around. And this is what he did. He wrote a book. He wrote a book about how the kiss changed his life or some shit. And he was having a press conference the other day. And some dude, not just any dude, I'll get to that in a second. Some dude is like, fuck you, and had a bunch of eggs and started throwing eggs at the motherfucker right on stage. And it was hitting him with eggs. And the guy who was hitting him with eggs was his uncle. No lie. Now, I don't know, maybe he tried to kiss him too. Who knows? So here's that moment as it unfolded just the other day. I think Spooky Tyler might have sent this to me. It was either Spooky Tyler or Man Bun Chris. There he is. Okay, hang on. The sound was down. I got to do this again. My bad.
No se preocupe, no pasa nada.
Rubiales wants to kick this guy's ass. And then looks like this guy here, looks like Nelson Mandela, stops the uncle from throwing eggs anymore. I don't speak Portuguese. Wait a minute. Would it be Portuguese? No, it'd be Spanish, wouldn't it? I mean, if you're in Spain, you wouldn't be speaking. In Portugal, you'd be speaking Portuguese. You all can't let that slide, that here I am talking about the Spanish guy in Spain, and I suggested that they're speaking Portuguese.
No se preocupe, no pasa nada.
I said gracias. It's like thank you, thank you. Pelted with eggs, thrown by his own uncle, while the former head of Spain Soccer Federation was presenting a memoir Thursday last week about his downfall after kissing a player of the 2023 Women's Cup. Spanish police told the AP they arrested the egg thrower and no motive was immediately given for the incident. Dan had a comment, if soccer was like this all the time, I might watch it. Man Bun Chris says, what language is this, Russian? Alan says Nelson Mandela saves the day. Tofus calls that guy a narcissistic fuckhead. Should have thrown grenades at him. Tyler says gracias in Portuguese is Portuguese for fuck you. Hold on a second. I got to respond to this. Not yet, period. Podcasting for a little bit, period. I'll let you know, period. Man Bun Chris, by the way, I was, I love only one type of soccer, and that is the Michigan Rangers soccer games. I enjoy every element of it. I enjoy that it's a semi-pro league. I enjoy that all these players have to work second jobs, have to work jobs in order to make ends meet. I love that they're all living the dream. I love the actual gameplay. I love hanging out in the booth with Chris and Coltron and whoever else. What's the other guy's name from, where's he from, Italy? What's the Italian's name again? Alberto? Romero? Felipe, I forget. Mario, that's it. And he's from Spain, so he speaks Spanish. Fuck, I thought he was from Italy, my bad. Don't play this for him, please. But the rest of soccer, like last night, I turned on the TV and it just happened to be at the start of some game with Uruguay and I think the U.S. That might have been a World Cup qualifier from what I understand, only because they were talking. But so bad. Horrible. And it isn't so much the gameplay. The gameplay's fine. It's the coverage of it. It's shit. All right. So that guy's a fucking dick. Writing a book about how my life has turned around since I kissed a chick. Unless the book is him talking about how bad he felt and whatever. You know, you can, I don't know if you can make a whole book out of that. But, I mean, if the guy is going to, in the case against him, and I don't know if he was guilty or not guilty, it doesn't fucking matter, really. The fact that he was accused of trying to coerce the chick and saying that it was consensual. Oh, my God. I wonder if there's a Mrs. Rubiales and how bad she kicked his ass after that one. Jesus. All right. So apparently Detroit, Michigan, and the surrounding areas is the new epicenter for ISIS-related terrorism. You had the Halloween incident 3 weeks ago where the assholes were planning on some mass casualty event either at local gay bars or at Cedar Point. They're not sure. They broke that up. FBI had a big deal about it. Cash Patel was like, oh my God, another victory lap for me. I'm so great. Fuck yes. First Chauncey Billups, now these assholes. There's another story that it's older because this is the sentencing, but 26-year-old Jabril Pratt was sentenced last week because months ago he pled guilty because they presented, look, we know you did this and we know you're supporting ISIS, so you might as well just come clean. So he did, and he is now getting 9 years in federal prison, and he was he sent along like a donation. You know how like we're collecting donations for the Great Food Giveaway? I don't know if he was doing like an ISIS-inspired podcast or, you know, Infidel of the Day or some shit, and he was passing the virtual hat or whatever the fuck he was doing, but the feds knew that he made a transaction and gave them money, which that's remarkable to me that through online sources, you can make a donation to ISIS. That seems absurd and comical to me. Like, is there a GoFundMe and it just says ISIS? Help us tear down the next skyscraper on this GoFundMe? How does ISIS raise money? Well, this asshole sent along $800 in $880 in Bitcoin to a confidential contact, someone who I guess was an undercover agent. I don't know. Maybe he thought, hey, so what do you do? Oh, I'm in ISIS. Oh, cool. Hey, do you know anybody I can give Bitcoin to? Yeah, just send it my way and I'll give it to ISIS. Oh, okay, cool. Here you go. Here's $880. And that's what he did. And it turns out, though, the cock was actually communicating with a federal undercover officer. In the conversing in February of 23, in addition to giving $880 to ISIS, he believed that guy could facilitate a way for him to travel because he wanted to join ISIS. Hey, if I give you $880, will you give it to ISIS? Yeah, sure. And can you help me join ISIS? Yeah, sure, man. Moron provided ideas, information, documents, and handwritten notes on a variety of subjects, including how ISIS could use drones and remote-controlled cars to deliver explosives, how ISIS could organize intelligence operations, and how ISIS could improve its air defense systems. So he was like a consultant. Yeah, let me tell you what you could do, the affidavit said. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, easy, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. He was arrested that August. And the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan referred to that guy, Jerome Gorgon. I'm sorry, Jerome Gorgon is the U.S. Attorney, referred to Pratt as a traitor. Oh, well, yeah. Over these last years, our office has worked shoulder to shoulder with the FBI to protect Americans from hardened ISIS supporters in our midst, Gorgon said in a statement. Mr. Pratt is the latest traitor who, in his own words, operated in the shadows. And we will continue to stand guard because he may not be the last. Yeah, I don't know how good of a job he did being in the shadows, being that he sent $880 of Bitcoin to Rando, who is only, how much of a shadow seeker are you? Yeah, can you pass this along to the ISIS GoFundMe for me? If you're an idiot, you can't be in the shadows. What a stupid cock. Jesus. Tyler says, just go to ISIS.com and click the donate here button. Side note to the U.S. World Cup, the U.S. is hosting, so we've already qualified. Oh, that's right. I remember we talked about that in the booth with Mario, the Italian-Spanish guy. So that means even if we're shitty, which men's soccer in the U.S. usually is, we've earned the right by hosting to get our ass kicked. You know, the women's soccer team in the U.S. has more success than the men. And a lot of folks who know a thing or two about soccer are always quick to point that out. But I think that's a little bit, I mean, that's kind of bullshit. And here's what I mean by that. Many of the other nations, Spain not included, the women there in those countries, in a lot of those countries, can't even take a dump without, like, having to go through a series of fucking pain-in-the-ass steps because of the oppressiveness of the men in those countries. So, yes, the women have more success, U.S. team, than the men's, but that's because the competition, there's many more shitty teams. So that's my opinion. I mean, I don't know anything about soccer, but there's got to be a reason for it. In my opinion, if the women can beat the men head to head, then we can have that conversation. That's my soccer hot take. Do you remember all the times on this show that I've talked to you about the Oxford school shooting that took place in 2021? That was the one where Ethan Crumbley was in the classroom and he drew the picture of him shooting. Hey, wait a minute. There might be something to this. And they they said, this might be a problem. So they called the parents. They sat him down. I said, Ethan, what's going on? Nothing. And his parents had just purchased a gun for him, and they put it in the sock drawer. Little do they know, but he's got the gun on him in his backpack. And then the school said, well, you got to take this kid home because of the nature of these. And the parents said, no, we're not doing that. And the school said, yeah, whatever, okay. And then nobody thought to search his bag. He goes back to the class and starts shooting people. I've condensed that story, but that's essentially what happened. Well, family members tried to sue the school for negligence on that. And I guess that there were protections in place that did not allow that to happen. You ever heard of like diplomatic immunity? It was almost like that. Well, in the great state of Michigan, they're looking to change that. And the schools are trying to fight back. The schools, or the state of Michigan says, hey, you're going to get your funding, but the only way you're going to get your funding is if you forfeit these protections. That if the next asshole shoots up the school and you're found to not have done enough to prevent that from happening. I mean, it's black and white. The school dropped the fucking ball on the Oxford thing. But so the state of Michigan is trying to change the rules. They're like, look, yeah, you know, everything's fine. Everything goes, you're getting your funding, but you have to sign this piece of paper that says if anybody shoots up your school, you are subject to possible legal ramifications, both civil and criminal. And I think that's fucking awesome. Absolutely, they should do that. That the state should do that. Fuck, I'd just like to pass a law that makes it illegal to have those type of protections in the first place. Fuck that shit. Like, if they're found, you could have a kid that goes into a school and shoots up the school, and then he's like, yeah, I screamed out for help that I was being bullied and no one helped me. And then that school's in trouble. Fuck yes. The schools are challenging this, though. Michigan school districts are challenging a state funding requirement that forces them to choose between essential safety money and constitutional protection. So the money that the school is offering them is for safety, or that the state is offering them is for safety. So they have to choose basically between safety money and constitutional protections after mass casualty events. Schools must waive legal privileges and agree to investigations following incidents with three or more casualties to receive hundreds of thousands or millions in student health and safety funding. So can you imagine if they're like, all right, if anybody's going to shoot up the school, make sure you only take out two. A court postponed the funding deadline until December 4 with other hearings scheduled for December 1 as the legal challenge continues. The lawsuit targets a provision requiring schools to waive legal privileges and submit to investigations. I already read that. Attorney Scott Eldridge, representing the school districts, said the court document that the requirement creates is an impossible choice. No, it's not. Either forfeit hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars essential for student safety and mental health, or surrender fundamental constitutional rights through a vague, overbroad, and coercive blanket waiver of any privilege with unknown limitation. Yeah, exactly. The requirement comes as communities still remember the 2021 Oxford High School shooting. Four students were killed, several others injured. Victims' families filed lawsuits seeking deeper investigations in the circumstances leading to the tragedy. And then those were later dismissed. I love this. Hell yeah, I'm all about it. Tyler says schools don't want to be held accountable for their actions or inactions like the fucks at Rockford. Man Bun Chris says it was crazy that was that long ago. Truly unbelievable. A little less heavy. The state of Michigan, Governor Whitmer, I guess that's a tradition where every leader of every community, you have to pardon a turkey. I think the president pardons turkeys, or at least that's happened in the past. And the governor of Michigan is pardoning turkeys. And I think every mayor of every American city, you must pardon a turkey. So basically, one or two gets pardoned from the local turkey farm. And then they bring them in. They have this stupid ceremony. And then supposedly that turkey is spared. Now, I don't want you to believe for a second that the turkey is spared. More than likely, they just do this dumb moment. And then, like all the other turkeys, that turkey is harvested to be on someone's dinner table. However, yesterday, the governor pardoned a pair of turkey sisters. They are known as Fago and Verners. And like on the image of it, like this turkey's name is Fago. So I don't know if this was a sponsorship deal. And you can see a bottle of Fago right there. I've got my cans of it right here. It's seriously nectar of the gods. But, all right, great. One of the weirdest things that I hated was when I used to have to drive to work in the morning. And where I live over here in the Bible Belt, the main thoroughfare is Baldwin. And not far from here, across the hard living line, is several turkey farms where every so often they have that avian flu that goes through, and then they got to kill them all. That's a fucking terrible thing. Occasionally, there'd be like a fire at one of these establishments, and like 30,000 turkeys go up in flames. That's always rough. That has happened. The most recent one of those buildings didn't have any turkeys in it, but that has happened, where this delicious fire takes place. And, but anyway, the turkey farmer locally, he'll load up like about 500 turkeys on a flatbed truck, and the turkey has 1 millimeter of space to move around. And they're all stacked up on this giant flatbed. And I'll be driving behind it, and feathers are flying out of the back of the truck. It looks like it's snowing. And this is the last ride, because then those bastards are going to go to the processing facility just up the road here, and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, that's going to do it. But there were times when I was at the light right next to the turkey hauler. And I'm like, don't look, don't look. And I look over at them, and they're all like looking at me out of the cage. And they all have this look on their face like, oh my God, we know what's coming. They just look upset, and it's terrible. And I'm like, oh, fuck. How we make our food is bonkers, you know? Seriously, I think that anybody who works in that industry and what they have to do to process our food supply, I mean, that's nightmare fuel. Those people who do those jobs should be paid as much as physicians. Runner girl Amy says, true story, I can't tell you how many times I've ran down Baldwin and there's feathers all down the bike path for miles. That's precisely why. It's that same fucking death truck. I wouldn't be surprised if on the side of the truck it says like Birkenbelsen or Auschwitz. Turkey farm. God damn, that's rough. Nick says Trump should come out and say he is not pardoning turkeys this year to combat inflation, to lower the cost of turkeys 500% for the whole country. O'Neill is starting to get antsy. I can tell he has to go OUT. I don't want to say it. Instead of Dachau, Turkow Farms. Thank you, Bob. Let me take care of this. Thank you to Merchant Automotive. Found at merchant-automotive.com. O'Neill, come here. He is howling at me. He has to take a dump. So let me get through this. We'll do the asshole of the day and call it a day. First off, Merchant Automotive, they repair Duramax engines and Allison transmissions. If you're local, you can go there and get your Duramax engine or your Allison transmission repaired. That's for the local crowd. You can buy their products online. They have numerous products that are kits that you can buy in kit form aftermarket that can help you in servicing your diesel motor or truck with a diesel motor and an Allison engine, whatever it is. All these great kits, filters, engine gaskets, axle and differential. You need an Allison transmission, they can help you. Fluids and additives, brakes and braking systems, motor mounts, steering, lift pumps and sumps, transfer cases. They've got a great YouTube channel as well. All I want you to do is go to their website, merchant-automotive.com, and shop online for anything that you may need for your vehicle. Thank you so much to Merchant Automotive. Online at merchant-automotive.com. Frank Fuss is the leader in health insurance troubleshooting. He is the authority on the Affordable Care Act. If you're working to reapply or change your insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act, have Frank walk you through it. Make an appointment at appointmentwithfrank.com. That's appointmentwithfrank.com. Frank will help you, and his services are free of charge. He's also the expert on Medicare and retirement. TC Paintball, loving Rick over there at TC Paintball, tcpaintballgr.com. Fun thing to get the kids out of the house, maybe the bros, maybe a bachelor party. Still got the youth leagues on Wednesday. tcpaintballgr.com for more information. Basically, you walk in, come as you are, fill out the waiver, pay them a few bucks. You get the paint, you get the mask, you get the gun. You can purchase any add-ons if you want and get ready for a good time at TC Paintball. Follow them on Facebook for any specials, TC Paintball GR, and go to their website, tcpaintballgr.com. Last but not least, King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. Get your haircut there. They've got three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Thank you so much to them. They've been cutting my hair for years. If you're a dude, you get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop, or if you're a chick with short hair. I have one more thing I'd like to show you. It's described as...
you know what? You look like a dad.
All-time radio prank.
That drives... You know what?
I don't know the host. But I guess this got through on this radio show. It says all-time prank call.
You look like a dad that drives a Yukon. Do you drive a Yukon?
Kinda.
Yeah, I bet so.
You sound like somebody that drives a Ford F-150 that the windows don't roll all the way up in.
Oh, no, it's the Tacoma. Wait, hold on. Stop.
Why am I holding?
Hey, Brandon, my sister, she wants you to tell her happy birthday. It's her 22nd birthday today.
I'm on a show. I'm on a national show. I can't stop and tell your sister
right
happy birthday.
Look, all you can say is just happy birthday, Candace. She's right here. She's not talking. She's shy.
I'm not going to. Happy birthday, Candace. I hope this year.
Yeah, Candace, dick in your mouth, motherfucker.
We'll be right back on the Brandon Walker College Football.
Yeah, it's not a good idea to work without a delay.
Happy birthday, Candace. I hope this year.
Yeah, Candace, dick in your mouth, motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't want to be working without a delay.
We'll be right back on the Brandon Walker College Football.
Nice job, Brandon. Fucking amateur hour. It's time for the asshole of the day. Yesterday, it was morons who wait in line for chicken. Today's asshole of the day, since we were reminded of him, is former Spanish soccer boss Luis Rubiales. In the country of Spain, they speak Spanish. That is my time on the show today. I'll see you on Patreon a little later on. Till then... have a good one, folks, and bye-bye.